from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Listen, we've talked about a lot of players. And Clint, I don't think there is one player who this game is bigger for than John Metchie. John Metchie, to me, this has to be, he has to have some sort of noticeable impact. And I don't mean just like one of those, hey man, you got to watch it for 3 or 4 times to see it. You got to do a deep dive in film on his route and what. He needs to have a noticeable impact tonight, in my opinion, or I think he is in real trouble. I do. I think when you start to look at the numbers with receivers here, and to me it felt like the conversation changed, right? As D'Amico earlier said, yes, we're doing a great thing in practice, but we need to also start to see that stuff in the games, and he's got to do something. And do something tonight and have some sort of a performance that puts him back into a place where he is looked at to be a part of this team, Clint. Or I think he's in real trouble making this team.
Oh, no, he is in real trouble. I mean, he like you said,
he's got to have something.
It's got to start tonight, and it's got to continue for the next couple of weeks. I mean, because, you're up against it here. I mean, you got another 2 weeks. Because week 4 in the preseason, there's going to be a big opportunity because I don't think you're going to see any of the starters. And so you're going to have 4 quarters damn near. So there's going to be a big opportunity there. But you're up against it. I mean, you're within a 2-week window here of you proving that you can play at this level, proving that you can crack the top 5 or 6 receivers for this franchise. Now, this is unfortunately, I mean, this is one of the deeper wide receiver rooms in the game. And you're fighting an uphill battle because you're at 8 or 9 right now trying to get to the top 6. There's a lot of competition here. It's not the end of the career if he doesn't hang on to this. But boy, time seems to be running out on John Metchie in terms of the Texans part of story.
I'm sorry,
of his
man.
Career.
He got to do something.
Yeah.
He can't roll out here with a 1-for-4 performance and a drop on third down like he did.
Agreed.
Like he's got to create some. Like hell, even if it's he's running free and somebody missed him. Okay, that's something. But he is. There has got to be something done for him, Clint. And I give it to you. You were the first one. You were the first one on it. But like right now, I look at this depth chart. They got him as the number one backup behind Tank Dell. That will change quickly. That will change quickly.
Oh, I think it's already changed. He's got to stop the bleeding.
yeah, you're right. He's got to. Like I said, something noticeable tonight coming up behind us again. As they will start things up pregame coming up with Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne as they get you ready for the Steelers and the Texans. I got to be honest with you, Clint. I'm really intrigued by all the things we've talked about, from Damian Pierce to John Mechie to the offense and defensive line, but I can't lie to you. Maybe the number one thing that I'm interested in this game tonight is I want to see what Justin Fields looks like.
It's getting interesting.
I can't help. Like, I know I'm listen. I'm you know we're watching the Texans, but the Justin Field thing, because Russ is not playing, so I think Justin's going to get some extended play, like more than you would think a starter would. I mean, I can see him into the second quarter playing, Clint. And I am really intrigued under Arthur Smith. We've seen Arthur Smith have success with quarterbacks that can move. Ryan Tannehill, he had great success with in Tennessee. I am really intrigued to see what Justin Fields looks like.
I don't know if you saw it, but did you see Lewis Riddick's comments?
Mm-mm.
Lewis Riddick said, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm not exaggerating. He said that he's got it on good authority that if Justin Fields continues to ascend the way he's ascending right now, he will start week one for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, especially if Russ keeps Russ is still hurt and not playing a lot.
Well, Russ got a little calf injury. I don't think it's going to keep him for another month. The way that I read it from Lewis Riddick was Russ can do about
but
it.
This, yeah.
If Justin Fields keeps ascending at the rate he's going right now, apparently the game is slowing down for him, which I told you, I mean, it does it for every quarterback. At some point in time, and it's like a light switch, man. At some point in time, the game slows down for you. And I'll be honest with you, odds are it slowed down significantly the day he left Chicago and went to Pittsburgh, where there's probably a little bit more support.
Well, maybe he got around support. People who potentially may believe in him a little bit.
Yes, absolutely.
And no, well, we know Tomlin's not afraid to go on whoever the hell he wants to go with.
Yeah.
There's no outside stuff that's going to mess with. But yeah, I can't wait to see. I hope they let the whole clip out. Let him run, let him do everything. And that'll be good too. If he's running too, I don't know if there's anything that may prepare them more for week one than Anthony Richardson.
That's right.
Just a little bit. So like I don't think they're fearful of letting him move around and run around a little bit, and that may be something to really be helpful for the Texans. But boy, I can't wait to see that Joker tonight. I want to see if there's a new Steeler version of Justin Fields.
Right, I mean, right now, Ron, that's the biggest story in NFL. I mean, like real story, like that I think has real legs to it. That boy, week one, I mean, it could be breaking news. Week one, Justin Fields starting for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Week one. I mean, I don't know. Is there a bigger story out there right now? That doesn't need somebody to fan the flames. Like literally is just a competition at that level.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like that's the story, man. And I just look, I said it before. I think it was just a matter of time before the wheels came off of Russ once again. I mean, the Pittsburgh is, boy, that ain't no spot to be fake and soft and all that. I think there's probably a little bit of that too. Russell Wilson.
And Mike Tomlin will go with whoever he believes that gives him the best chance to win.
I got to believe Mike Tomlin's tired of that 8-8, 9-7, or 9-8, whatever the hell it was.
Got him in the playoffs last year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.